Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hello, my loves. It is Lala Kent, Jessica Walter, and Easton Burningham back on the mic for the bonus episode of Give Them Lala.
Hello.
Boner. We asked you guys what your biggest fears are for this episode. And when we decided to use this as like the theme of today's episode, it got me to thinking, what is my biggest fear? Because it's like, yes, I have a fear of spiders or like someone breaking into the house. But you want to know my ultimate fear? I have two. My daughter becoming a drug addict.
Okay.
Or my kids.
Right.
Or my kids murdering someone.
Murdering purposely, like becoming a murderer or accidental murder? Or either?
Either. Just having, well, if you're like a murderer, we like need to talk.
Yeah. Well, I would hope.
Like, accidental murder.
But if you accidentally killed someone.
Because I do know, unfortunately, I know a family member that got, well, not a family member, a friend, and their family member was struck by a car. And he passed away. And it was
the driver drunk?
No, he was walking at night, couldn't see him, and hit him. And it's an, I think it went down as an, just an accidental
death. Well, that's not murder. I'm talking about.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I'm talking about one of my.
An accidental death is even crazier.
No, that. But can I tell you, I have, we've talked about this before. I had a friend who in high school was drunk driving, hit a family, and killed everybody but two people. And living with something like that, I think, would be extremely difficult. But then I think you tap into, now he goes around to schools and talks about, like, the importance of not drinking and driving, not doing drugs. And it's like, okay, you paid your dues. He definitely went to jail. And now he's come out and he's starting to, like, make a difference and, you know, trying to make as much right as he possibly can. But I'm talking about cold-blooded killers. If I gave birth to a cold-blooded killer, first of all, I'd give them my hit list.
If you're going to do it.
If you're going to do it, let's get the
we'll
good ones out of the way.
After you take care of this list right here. No, I'm just kidding. But that would really shake me up.
I would think so.
It's my biggest fear ever.
Those are two great fears.
Could you imagine sitting in a courtroom as your child is up there and they go through all this stuff, like, and then she put a butcher's knife into him 57 times and you're like, I just couldn't imagine you doing this as you were calling me a stupid bitch at the age of two. This just wasn't where my head went.
No.
If ocean goes, it's going to be for lopping off men's penises.
This is not manifestation, by the way. We're just talking about fears. God, it is very imperative. Universe, because everything I've manifested
comes
that
through.
I speak into the universe comes true. God, mom's calling. We've been beefing today. You're the favorite today.
Few and far between.
Hey, take your wins where you can get them.
You're the favorite today.
I'm going to ask for some shit today.
Okay. Where were we talking about?
We were talking about murder, ocean becoming a murderer, and you're not manifesting
No, I'm not manifesting it, and it's imperative that God and the universe know that I'm simply talking about my fears, not putting a manifestation out
another
there.
Another fear, just
I'm not
murder,
speaking
but
intentions.
But being, just seeing her go to tap class and if she's the bully.
Is that
she's
a fear
not
for
the
you?
Ethan?
She's not the bully, but I will. That is a That's a
if
fear
my
for
kid's
me,
a bully,
being the bully.
I think I'd have. I think I have a bigger fear of my kid being bullied.
Okay.
Because then I'm gonna have to boss up on other kids. Whereas if my daughter's the bully, like I can check her real quick.
Right.
That is a good point.
Yeah. I know how to handle it. My fear is my kid's bullied and parents don't handle it the way I think that they should. And now I got to fucking, you
handle
know, go toes with your kid. And guess what? I'm going to win. Your kid's 2 feet tall.
And I will beat the shit out of him.
Easton, no, I will absolutely not. But
Owing
even at the playground,
ocean?
At the playground, it gets intense sometimes because there's these kids that'll like bring their giant bikes up the slide and my daughter wants to go down and they'll sit, you know, like the older kids, they'll just sit there while my kid wants to go down. And then I got to boss up. I got to say, move.
Yeah.
And then they look at me like I'm rude and I say, go up or go down. Move, please. My kid's going down the slide and move your bike and I'll pick up the bike and go, it doesn't belong on the playground.
And then
I look around like, I hope their mom is not. Like a WWE wrestler or something.
You know what? No, because that's sometimes you have to do. That's the shittiest thing when you're, I used to do it nannying all the time. I'm sitting there, especially in the rich town I used to nanny in. I'm sitting there. Your kid is doing something obnoxious and you're just sitting there gabbing away or you're looking like, oh, he's so silly. I started like 3-4 years into nannying. I would go and I'd walk up to the kid and I'd say, that's not very nice of you to say. I'm going to let you know that so you can keep going. And the mom was right there. And I was like, say something, you know?
No, that's why I'd rather have my kid be the bully because I will bully her back. I will check you.
Right.
I've seen my kid not act right on the playground, and I tell her, we don't act that way. So-and-so wants to get up the slide, so move, Ocean.
So you're the moms. You're the type of mom I appreciated. I was like, bravo, thank God.
No, I don't mess around.
Yeah.
Contrary to what you guys see on Vanderpump.
No, I feel like that's what we see. You don't mess around.
I don't mess around, but I go toes, and I say really crazy shit sometimes. And people love to be like, she's such a bully. And I'm like... Wow, you've seen me 15 hours at most. That's of an entire episode. And suddenly you think you know me?
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 You don't know shit.
In fact, it's really crazy because anytime there's people who come for me in the comments section, like on other pages, because people are really nice and like the podcast. Mm-hmm. Love reading the podcast.
Yeah,
comments.
We love you.
But anyone who listens to the podcast... really goes toes with anybody who has something negative to say based on what they've seen on Vanderpump. So I really love you guys for listening
to
the podcast.
You guys are the shit. You go toes. You freaking, I've had you come to my defense, which I was like, oh, look
I'm
going to
need some defense probably yourself.
I've seen a lot of defense. In the podcast reviews, someone said, all you fucking assholes who are calling Jessica's voice annoying, and it was literally right above a comment that was like, the subject line was Jess's voice, and it was 2 stars, and it just put, so annoying. the person above said, all you trolls coming after Jess's voice, I hope she jujitsus all of you.
I'll get him. I might need it.
Do you know how many people in New York came up to me talking about your jujitsu and getting a kick out of it? Get it? Do you kick in jujitsu?
No, that's Muay Thai, but that's okay. I get a lot of
DMs.
Are
you going to get into Muay Thai once you got...
Yes. No, I...
See?
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I'll
that's
get into
what you
that's
do.
That's striking and kicking.
Because then, yeah.
Oh, Jess, you got to get into
how
Muay
to,
Thai.
Oh, yeah. You'll know how to roll if they're like
on
if
the
that's
ground.
On that, and then you get to do Muay Thai before they get to you. You get to smack them in the face. So now you know both. So like you can fight, and if they get you, you now have the ground access.
I'm up to 7.
It's like MMA.
I literally counted this last night. I'm up to 7 or 8 DMs of women saying I've tried jiu-jitsu. I'm obsessed. Thank you so much.
Do you think at the house I should put down flooring and have someone come in and teach us?
Guess what
jiu-jitsu
I would
and Muay Thai.
I would.
Are you
that'll
kidding
be my
guess
like,
what else I would like to do.
You get a pretty slamming body
is
with that stuff, right?
Also boxing.
Yes.
Just like boxing.
And boxing.
Yeah. I want to do like a
1,000%. I know
the
people to call in.
Okay.
No, 1,000%.
Let's talk about
that
it.
Can
we have like
so
a, somebody come to the gym?
We can either go to a gym or we can have someone come to the house.
I think we should have someone come to the house and set up that room.
And can we and make
100%
film it?
100%. We're doing this, you guys.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I really would like to.
No,
do that.
It's amazing.
So, I have 2 game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part? Zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, no glue manis, and press-on falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The press-on falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold, and that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress no glue manis and Impress no glue press-on falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now, so get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code Lala at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and press-on falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Your fears. Or fear, I guess. Biggest fear.
It's a huge fear, and I feel like everybody has it, but you don't know it until you're on your last breath. It's like not reaching your full potential.
Oh.
You know, like looking back at it. Or like, have you ever heard of somebody like, or the story of when they're like, when you die, you meet somebody and like they show what your potential was that you could have reached if you weren't too afraid to do that. Or that.
That sounds like you're going to hell.
No, I have goosebumps. It's a shared thing of people who have died, and you see the flash of your life, and then you're able to see a lot of people say you see what you could have done.
Yeah, like when
or what you did that you
thought you had the thought of starting whatever brand or this or that or doing,
but you were too afraid of failure,
so you kept your 9 to 5, and then when you die, you look back, and it's like if you would have taken that. That
chance you could have done this.
Crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's what's so hard about life, is because you have bills to pay. You know, like people aren't going to sit around and be like, well, we know that you have really big goals and we think you can fulfill them, so we're going to put this aside. You don't have to pay anything until you reach your full potential.
Right.
It's not how life works.
No.
It's freaking hard. People have all of these goals, but they have to afford their living situation. They got to keep the lights on, keep food on the table. It's a lot of fucking work.
Yeah.
100%,
so I personally don't think that when you're on your deathbed, I just don't feel my higher power would be like, look at how much better you could have been.
I'm not saying that.
I just don't think that.
I don't think that either. I'm just saying that's what scares me, is like, will I in my life reach my full potential? And that's why I'm going to keep doing the things that I want to do, and I'm not going to be afraid of failure.
Let me tell you something real quick, and I wholeheartedly believe this. As someone who is used to be afraid of saying I am driven by money, and now I just, it is what it is, I'm driven by money. Let me tell you something. When you're on your deathbed, there's not going to be one thing that fucking matters, okay? Whether you're my homeboy who sits outside of 7-Eleven who is without a home, or you're Kim Kardashian, you all are going to the same place. Death.
Yeah.
Okay? It does not matter. The richer you are, it doesn't mean you get to go to a cooler place or live a little longer. It just doesn't. So guess what? The one thing you need to fixate on is get the dollar amount out of your head. But you said your goals. You could have reached your highest potential. No. What difference did you make on this planet?
That's potential. Bring up dollar
amount. You just said brand. What I could have created. It's like
a mark you could have left.
The mark on the world. Because I'm the same exact fear.
That's why I just.
Brands and you didn't venture out.
No. I don't care about money or anything. I'm just saying what brand. I'm saying go start a nonprofit. The potential that you could put out into your community.
Yeah.
That can make a mark. That's what I'm. I don't care about money. I'm saying, will my potential be reached, and how many people can I touch with the potential I'm I'm giving.
Leaving your mark on the world.
That's what, yeah, dollar amounts away. I was okay. using that as just a thing. But like,
so you weren't saying like brands and shit
no,
like that.
No, just like, no, 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 no.
But sometimes brands leave
but
the mark on the world.
Brands can leave
right?
a mark.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I,
right.
shout out to Landon Crear and, you know, Love Loud and
yeah.
all of that. Like,
right.
that is a nonprofit, but that left a huge mark and so many people are getting amazing things out of it.
Right.
And like that is potential. And those are the things that like I don't want to be afraid to start something like that because the potential could be so magnificent for kids or people I'm
but
trying
you,
to reach out
but
to.
But do you understand,
dollar amounts
Easton,
I don't care for.
Because you've mm-hmm. always had this in you where like you, and I love this about you, and I share this with you, we always think so grand. And if it's not grand, it doesn't mean anything. But then you start to think about the, like, if I can just leave a mark on a few people who then take what they learned from me, and then they can start spreading, you know, the roots a little bit further out, and it just is like this ripple effect where you may have only affected a handful of people, but because of the how you affected them, they spread your word for years and years to come.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a great, one person. You affect one person's
yeah.
life, truly. And also, but I
and
get
that's
you.
Purpose, and that's the
yeah.
thing. And if I do that, you know, that's, I'm not saying, like, it has to be extravagant.
Yeah.
My purpose is to help one person. And if that is one person throughout my whole life, that's great. I did something.
Well, even you, Easton, I'm very proud of you because for every, I want to say you've had many aches of the week that have to do with animals in captivity. And I know that we get a lot of DMs saying that you made people deep dive into this who never would have known what that world was like before. And now they do because you spoke about it. And they now know. We're not going to places like that.
Yeah.
So you are making a mark.
I hope. And shout out to the walrus whisperer.
The walrus whisperer.
But
he's doing God's work.
He is doing
Truly.
God's work.
He's boots on the fucking ground.
People like that, all, like those people, the farm animal rescuers, the dog rescuers, God's work.
God's work.
What's
your fear, Jess?
Same as Ethan. Not. It's the same exact
yeah.
thing. Like when you said it, I got goosebumps. Not... I don't think I'll ever, this won't happen, but not like being on my deathbed and being like, oh, I didn't leave a mark on the world or I didn't live to my potential. And mine is really just like when I think about, well, what do I want out of life? I just want to like make people laugh and bring happiness and like bring some sort of escapism through creative works. Like as of now, that might change, but... And then also just like want a core group of people, like a family and people. I'm on my deathbed and I can be like, these are my people, you know?
But I have to imagine that when people are on their deathbed,
yeah.
they're not thinking about the mark they left on the world. I think it's more like, did I spend enough time with my loved ones?
There was a meme.
Do they
yeah.
know that I love them? Did I say I love you enough?
Yeah.
Are they going to hold on to, like, the fights that we had, or are they going to hold on to the good times? Like, I feel like those are going to be the things you fixate on, because that's the core of who you are, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can think that as well, but, like, for you, on, mm-hmm. like, Ocean being the bully.
Yeah.
People will know, like, you know, because you'll check her. For me, like, I'm going to say I love you enough, so those won't be... my thoughts on a deathbed, you know, like I know those bases.
Well, that's because we say it a lot.
It's interesting
because there was a meme going around that said like all these people on their deathbed, whatever, were interviewed and like, what are the things you're thinking of? And one of the main things was like, I wish I didn't focus on work so much and
yep.
focused more on family. I wish. So it is. I think it's just like that's life. Have you guys heard that this is a really quick off topic, but the theory that a lot of people who've died, they all see the same light, but then they don't see anything after it. There's a theory that after it and God and higher power is you. And so you are basically, we're all beings in this higher power. And we've all been given the opportunity, the choice. Do you want to go to this? Do you want to get this experience? It's like a split second of your life, this human experience. You're going to feel all the emotions, pain, suffering, happiness, joy. You're going to get this experience. In the grand scheme of things, it's the blink of an eye. But you get to experience this thing called life. And like, It's going to be painful, amazing, and you get to experience it as a human. And then when you die, you're back here and we're all in the same place. And all of us who are here said yes. Like, this is, so we don't know that. But then afterwards, when we die and we're back in this, we come to realize, like, this was a choice we made. And then we get to see what we did in the short amount of time. It's like a really, it's going around TikTok. It's a really beautiful, and like Lily Reiner said something about it. I kind of believe that.
Where, like, your whole life flashes before your eyes, like, everything you've been through?
Like, we're all beings, and we chose, like, me. I exist somewhere, and I was given the choice to, like, do you want to experience this thing of being a human? And you're going to feel pain and suffering, but you're going to, like, love and heartbreak. And I'm like, but it's a blip of your existence. And
oh, I love, like, that. I have chills.
Yes. Yeah.
And then it's just the computer shutting down.
Yeah, and then you're back in wherever, and you're like, wow.
We're back home.
Yeah, home. And you're mm-hmm. like, look what I did with.
I believe in the higher
that's
power.
That's amazing.
And I hope I make that being proud. That's what I want. I want to be able to be like, good for me. You know?
Right?
I think you will, Jess.
I think so, too.
I think.
That's about the mark on the world thing, you know?
Purpose.
Yeah.
Purpose. I love it.
Yeah.
What are other people's fears? Sorry, Ethan, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I was just going to say, you know, I feel like at the very end when you do go on to the next and that all happens and the light flashes and you see you, I feel like you see everybody in my world.
Yeah.
You see everybody that you loved as in the best position that they were in.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
Mom will see dad very differently than I do. Or
right.
You do. That's
yeah.
how I feel.
100%.
Yeah.
I agree.
Right?
Yeah, that's why I can't understand when people, which it's to each his own, but people who think that we just die and go into the ground. I'm like, so you think all this is for nothing?
And if you want to
believe
in it.
You think we experience things like childbirth or like relationships. But then again, I'm coming from a place of like having a very beautiful life. And there are people who have had very rough goes. So I could understand if people who haven't had a privileged life like I have would think there's nothing
right.
looking out for me. So yeah. I think it depends on where you come from.
That's 100% true.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
All right, what are other people's fears?
This one cracked me up, so I'm just going to say
ready.
It. This is real, though. There's a lot of deep ones. Cracking an egg and a chicken coming out.
Ah!
Could you imagine that being a fear? That's horrifying.
I think it's kind of cute.
Now you got to get an incubator.
Cassandra said.
Now you're mother to this thing.
That's a fear. Cracking an egg. And I'm like.
And a chicken coming out. I'm obsessed with this person. I'm obsessed with this person.
Remember when we had chickens in elementary school?
I do.
As pets?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I remember when I grabbed an egg from the fridge at 6 years old and ran it upstairs and tried to hatch it. Kept it in my room for a month. My dad found it. He's like, what is this? And I was like, I'm trying to hatch it because I saw it fly away home. Okay. There are a lot of dying before my kids are grown. Single mom, my biggest fear is something happening to me before my kids are adults.
Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, those are deep.
Those are deep.
Yeah. Only you can really put yourself in that.
Yeah.
Now. I can't.
Yeah.
There are funny ones too. Like you losing my youth and metabolism. I guess that's not funny, but like, hey, that's a fear. That's a fear.
I still think I'm more afraid of having my kid be a murderer.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little Dahmer action.
Oh, this is a good one. Windows at night. People can see in, but you can't see out. Yes. How do you guys feel about those houses?
I hate them.
With the giant windows.
No desire. No desire.
Here's the thing. I love them. 3M them.
Yeah. 3M them? What does that mean?
Like mirror. So like when you're looking at the house, it's reflected. But when you're in the house, you can look out.
See out. You know what? That's genius. Because all of these like super modern
Miami homes and stuff.
And everyone's like, it's beautiful, 360-degree views. I'm like, yeah, perfect for me to, like, be in a horror film.
Yes.
For somebody to see all 360 angles of my horrible body naked.
Yeah.
Oh, could you imagine?
Oh, you're welcome.
What?
If you get to see my entire body naked, you're welcome.
Not mine. Running. Towel on.
Oh, a lot of the ones we said, Easton, feeling like I never made it or succeeded in life, feeling worthless. So those are it's just like, a lot it's of
like,
shared
that's the
fear.
Thing. It's just like, and that's, it's the fear of not, like, you have this idea or something that you want to, you know, accomplish or achieve, but you're too afraid of the failure, or your 9-to-5 is getting in the way,
how
you're too lazy. On it's just like those
are our society, that people's biggest fears are that I didn't make it in life, or I didn't fulfill. Like, think about back in the day where it's like people were dying in their 40s, and that was like, we're so happy that you made it to your 40s. I mean, we're talking pioneers fucking hauling ass through the plane, you know, giving birth on
the Oregon Trail.
Like,
yeah.
You know, you think at the end of their life, they're thinking, my potential. No, they're Oregon just trail. Sitting there.
Oregon. All right. I'm not fucking doing this again. No.
Honestly, that's why I didn't. I'm like, we're going to get into an ornery thing, and no, I don't want to deal.
I'm coming from a thing of like,
maybe she's right. No. I'm not saying anything. I'm about to go home and be like, how is it pronounced?
And here come the Oregon Ducks.
I don't know anymore.
No, it's definitely Oregon. No, society has fucked us all up. Period.
I hear you, but I think that there is something to say. These are just two different viewpoints. There's people like us who, and I think you, but in a different sense, who are like, we have this need to leave the mark on the world, and it's just bigger than like
I was here by Beyonce.
Yes.
You would say?
Yes, exactly.
That song
slaps.
Makes me sob every time I listen to it.
Oh my God.
That, I...
What, you don't like it?
No.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Me, Easton, and my dad used to pull that shit up on YouTube when she performed at the UN.
Kent loved that
my dad,
song.
Tears rolling down his
we'd
eyes.
We'd be in the car, and he'd just be like, you should play that one song. And he'd go, I hate every other song by her, but I love this one.
No, it
I'm
gives
like,
me...
Dad, never say that to anybody.
Really?
Yeah, the beehive will cut your bald ass.
He didn't love Beyonce, but he sure loved I Was Here.
If
he did
love I Was Here. If you can cover that song, Willie Spence, which fucking... It just iconic RIP from the season of American Idol I worked on, covered I Was Here.
Yeah,
and he passed away.
His pipes.
Oh my God, it's stunning.
He had pipes for days.
Okay, this is, damn, this like just gave me anxiety. Crashing my car with my kids inside into a body of water. Do you guys have a fear of crashing your car into a body of water or no? Do you think you could get out in time? Many people
I
could get out easy.
Are you kidding? Do you know how much pressure... comes with going underwater? No, I would.
I think you're, I mean.
You guys
you're dying
are giving me
to,
all of these fears.
That's, you're dying trying
to save
I can't
think of
kids.
Anything.
Because when a car sinks, what it does, the windows are shattered. Now it's going to suck you in. You're going to be sucked into a vortex. You can't get your kids out. I've tried to get Ocean out while she's just kind of moving, and what a nightmare that is.
So do you guys have the thing? I have the thing on my keys. I took it off.
What is it?
It's a tool. It's got a seatbelt cutter and a window shatterer. So if I were in water and it's too
much
pressure.
We need to absolutely, not that I'm driving by water really ever, but I want one of those.
Right. And then there's, you know, a lot of dying. A lot of people have a fear of dying. There was a good one I saw.
Are we just talking about like dying where it's like time's up?
Yeah.
I'm telling you what, I'm 33 and I'm fucking exhausted. When that day comes,
do you
want to
know
like,
another fear of mine?
It's been real.
Honestly,
what?
Talking about
I'm
it.
I'm going to say, I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Tell the world that I'm coming home.
Being cheated on.
Is that a fear?
That's a fear. Yeah. Like
you've
being
never
in a
been cheated on?
I mean, I don't know.
You know, it sucks, but it's not earth shattering.
It isn't, but it is a fear. Giving somebody your all and not being given that back, and then you being scarred for every other relationship you go into.
What is the fear?
You're right. That is
kind of a fucking fear, man. Because I am fucked.
Yeah.
You've never been cheated on.
I think I have, and that's why.
That's what I was going to say.
I just don't know about it.
Many of us don't
Whoever
know.
Cheated on me, you go eat a fucking dick.
I remember finding out years later from one of the guys.
They already did. That's why they're cheaters. They already ate a dick.
Yeah, go eat another one, whore.
Oh, no! Not whore!
She's a whore from the nose.
I have to show you the greatest Seinfeld ever. Speaking of R.I.P. to Joe Davola.
Joe Davola.
Yes.
Oh no.
Crazy Joe Davola has passed away.
He did.
Mm-hmm. I have to look up his name if we can get a good cut. I just had it in my notes because I saw it quickly.
Who's Joe?
You have to. You don't watch Seinfeld, but I don't know his real name.
Okay, he's an actor.
Yeah, he was in Seinfeld, and he Crazy Joe Davola.
Peter Crombie.
When did he pass away?
He passed away. Let's see.
He's like, I have a hair on my tongue. Do you remember Easton? You've got to watch Seinfeld.
No, I have to. I've Guess watched it before.
I watched it all.
What
is it?
Early January. See, okay. Well, I saw it a while ago. It was just never a time to really bring it up. Shout out Joe Davola.
Yeah, January 10th.
I finished it all. FYI.
Seinfeld? He died in Palm Springs.
Aww. Beautiful place.
Peter Crombie, Crazy Joe Davola. Thank you for making Seinfeld. Thank you for giving us many episodes
see?
That make me
and
laugh.
And thank you for your purpose. There it is. That's what I'm
brought
saying.
Brought joy to the world, see? Yeah.
And it does.
Yeah.
5-6 episodes of just Crazy Joe Davola. And you left that mark
on me. No, it's the whole thing when we talk about, how could he not like you?
I like how he meets Elaine outside. I met a beautiful woman. What's her name? Elaine. What? Because she's dating.
But she keeps calling him Joey.
Yeah, Joey.
And so no one puts that it's Crazy Joe Davola. And she goes into his apartment and he's got thousands of photos of her.
I have to watch this.
He's like, I like what he goes. What does he say? Hey, Jerry, I got a hair on my tongue. And he talks about how annoyed he is. And then he's going to bash his head in. And then Kramer has to come in with a helmet. He's like, I got kicked in the head by Crazy Joe Davola.
And he goes, I hate to tell you, buddy, but you're next.
Everybody likes you. I could see why people don't like him. Jerry, don't say that.
Seinfeld.
He left a mark. Okay, he did. See? Okay. Elevators. So I know a lot of people have a lot of fear of elevators and escalators. Do either of you have that?
I have a fear of being in a small elevator crammed and it getting stuck.
Agreed. One of my biggest fears for a long time was being in an elevator in Grand Central Station. I'm the only one in there. It crashes. It's the cable snap. It crashes to the basement of Grand Central where no one is.
You'll be
I'm stuck in there, but the doors are open just enough for rats to come in, and then they squeeze in and eat me alive.
Oh, I hope you die on the fall.
That's a fear.
For your sake.
Oh my God, Jessica, you really do have a fear of rats.
Ugh.
Right?
Disgusting. And I had such a fear of rats that I never wanted to say it on things like podcasts because I thought if someone wants to kill me and torture me now, they know how to do it.
We should put up a poll, and if we get enough likes or something like that, we should be able to put a rat on you on the podcast.
No. It's a phobia.
No.
I would. Throw this is up. What I do because I've seen it. I get stiff and I get, and then I can't move.
I want to find a phobia of mine.
No, but it could also, like, I feel like you could have a heart attack. Like, if you have a true fear like that, I would never do that.
Well, my
to
breath is like, man. It's wild.
Yeah,
see.
That's how people die is when they start stopping breathing. Like, when they start to stop breathing, you can die. So we're not going to do that, Easton.
People give me that.
Good idea, though. Good pitch.
Yeah, no, I won't.
Great
I thought
pitch.
Of it.
We're going to abort that one.
Yeah, rats give you that. People give me that.
On the same page. Oh.
That's why I just sit at home.
Same.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. It got a little dark. A little dark, but it's okay. It's okay. You know, we're going to hit highs, and then there are going to be times where the boner episode is ye old sad, and we're talking about death and not leaving our mark that we wanted to.
Oh.
But you know what? I feel like if you're listening to the Give Them Lala podcast, you're out in these streets making a fucking difference. And I also feel like you're just cool as shit and you're just a vibe. So, like, keep your head up. Don't worry about your deathbed. You're going to go out and be like, you know what? I did dope shit.
Mm-hmm.
Again, reminder, bonus episodes drop every single Monday wherever you get your podcasts. And it also comes out on the same day on our YouTube channel. And remember to listen to our normal Give Them Lala podcasts on Wednesdays, wherever you get your podcasts. And those videos drop the following Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific time.
And we have an Instagram and a TikTok. Go follow those.
What are those handles, Jessica?
Those are, for TikTok, it is Give Them Lala Pod, I believe. And for Instagram, it's Give Them Lala Pod. Hold on, guys. I want to make sure it's Give Them Lala Pod on TikTok as well. It is Give Them Lala Pod. So Give Them Lala Pod for socials.
Love it. I love you guys, and I will catch you on Monday and on Wednesday. Love y'all. Bye.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.